It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Gotten through Thanksgiving, the Black Friday craziness is past us now, and now we can concentrate back on the matters at hand, and that's talking about IYFW's last event back on November 12th, the Brass Ring, back in Balsam Spa, New York. Hi, everybody. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here in this post-Thanksgiving edition of The Interface. Let's talk about some of the fallout that took place back at the Brass Ring on November 12th. We now know the next man to be challenging Pierre the Beast Vachon for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, and his name is Born to Win, Drake Evans. Evans won the impromptu tag match that was set up that night by Minister Max Burton. Drake Evans was teamed up with Vigo, and Roman Dominguez was teamed with Pierre Vachon with a very interesting stipulation. If Drake Evans got the win for his team, he'd be number one contender. But if Vigo got the win for his team, he would be number one contender. However, if Roman Dominguez got the win for his team with Pierre Vachon, he would be the next man to challenge Vachon. But if Pierre got the win for his team, then all three of those men would be out of the running. Evans, with a brutal tiger driver on Roman Dominguez, got the win and will be the next, and is the next top contender, I should say, for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Also that night, we saw an explosive, incredible six-man elimination match of Survival. This match was the main event that night. It went almost a full 30 minutes. It was non-stop action from the get-go. When this show becomes available right here at this website on the merchandise section for home video consumption on DVD, folks, you got to grab a copy of this one. It is so good. It will keep you on the edge of your seat the entire time. But that night belonged to one man, and that was the returning Jamar Magic Justice. Justice returned from rehabilitating a bad ankle injury he sustained back in June, but he was the sole survivor in this match, getting the win, which means that now he and his tag team partner, Loverboy Ricky Williams, will be the next men to challenge the enemy for the IYFW tag team titles. And Shiloh Robinson will now get a shot at the new breed champion, the mighty Franz Roddy. So all three of the championship matches are set to happen at the next IYFW event. And when we get that date, we'll have it for you right here at the interface and at IYFWrestling.com. Let's talk about some other people who were grabbing the brass ring, so to say, back on November 12th. How about Liam McFerrin's great winning streak he's got going here? He had a strong victory over Franz Roddy back in August. He had a great tag team victory back in October. And he had a great singles victory on November 12th. Liam McFerrin is on a great roll, and we'll see if this role can take him almost all the way to the top in IYFW in 2012. Could he see himself across the ring from an IYFW champion, an IYFW tag team champion, or the IYFW New Breed champion? We'll wait and see what happens for the young Irishman. Someone else you might say was grabbing for the brass ring that night, but maybe wasn't too successful, is the Rickety Rocket. We saw the Rickety Rocket two times that night. First, he was to answer an open challenge issued by Good Lord Willing, who returned that night. But the challenge was not against Good Lord Willing. It was against his new charge, another man who returned to IYFW that night, Etana. Now, the Rickety Rocket didn't fare too well against the Shabazz Tribe Warrior, Etana. I think that match went under 60 seconds. I know that's up for debate, but it doesn't matter the fact that Etana destroyed the Rickety Rocket, left him land, and when that match was over. But later on that night, Ian Daniels was selected to challenge the Savage Wolves in a tag match that night, and Ian brought the Rickety Rocket out to the ring to be his tag team partner. Now, the Rickety Rocket fared better against the Savage Wolves, but the Savage Wolves got disqualified, took out Ian Daniels, took out the Rickety Rocket, and then took out referee Dan Roberts. And then, in an unprecedented move here in IYFW, the Savage Wolves, who a lot of people had questioned them even being on the show to begin with, insulted these three men even more by stealing some of their own personal belongings, including referee Dan Roberts' own military dog tags. The Savage Wolves walked out of the building that night, and when referee Dan Roberts got back to the locker room, folks, I can give you an exclusive right now, he was irate, he was beside himself, he was restrained by several IYFW competitors. He was ready to do whatever he could to get those dog tags back. Now, rumor is he's actually been going to the IYFW offices trying to talk to somebody about getting a match against the Savage Wolves. Whether that's going to happen or not, we don't know for sure. But the Savage Wolves, they've gone to places no one thought they ever would in IYFW, attacking the students at the IYFW Academy, powerbombing referee Adam Brunton on the hood of his own car, now stealing the personal belongings of other wrestlers, referees in IYFW. When's it going to end with the Savage Wolves? What can Max Burton do about this? Well, that leads me to a little insight I've got for you. We've got some exclusive footage for you right now. We've got some video footage of Minister Max Burden on the phone with some IYFW official. Now, this was taken moments after the Brass Ring event back on November 12th, and it's not going to really answer any questions, but I think it's going to give some great insight into this whole Savage Wolves, Max Burden, IYFW management scenario that's happening. So you go ahead and give that a look-see. Coming soon here to the interface, talking more about IYFW, of course, we're going to take a complete year-end-review look at 2011, what the great things we saw here in IYFW happen, and what can we expect to see in the year 2012 to come. For IYWrestling.com, this is Joey LaRocque.